see we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can figure myself. I call my family to give me some help. Yeah, the struggle is real.
All right, family, we got a serious problem on our hands, and I need everybody to gather around the radio, get your family, get your friends, get your coworkers, because it is time for us to come up with some solutions. Yesterday, three people were arrested after a social media threat forced Olympic High School to be placed into a lockdown. Early Tuesday morning, police said that they have charged a 16-year-old and two 15-year-olds in connection with the case. All three are charged with possession of a handgun by a minor, and one of the 15-year-olds is also charged with possession of a handgun on educational property. All right. Officials said an Instagram post showed several people and a gun in a neighborhood near the school. When officers arrived, they said no suspects were on campus, nor was there a gun. Now, during the course of their investigation, they said they identified one of the 15-year-old suspects, found him, and charged him. And then they were also able to locate the other two suspects and eventually determined that a gun had been on campus at some point. Now, that's not the only situation that took place yesterday. Over at East Mecklenburg High School, there was a 19-year-old that was arrested for also having a stolen gun on campus. And a 13-year-old was also found with a pocket taser at East Way Middle School. They said no one was hurt or threatened. The eighth grader was charged with possession of a weapon on school grounds. Madhouse Nation, Carolinas, America, whatever it is, we got a problem on our hands. We have a serious problem on our hands. And I was telling Burpee, I remember I had to go back and check my Facebook feed. But on September 19th, I made a post on Facebook that there had been five schools that had found loaded guns in their school.
Mm-hmm.
Plural. Some of these schools finding multiple guns. Five schools on September 19th. School started on August 27th. That is 17 days into the school year. And also, might I add that these were not only CMS schools. We do not only have a problem in CMS schools. It is happening everywhere. All right. So Madhouse Nation, we got to come up with the solutions. My question to you all today is, how can we make our schools safer for our students and the staff again? How can we make sure that they are safe at school and they feel safe at school? We had three separate incidents yesterday. And this is just a couple of weeks following a tragic death in a school, which took one of our kids away physically from being here, and another one is now in jail. You know? This is serious. So, Madhouse Nation, we got to start, we got to stop doing the blame game.
Yeah.
And, you know, pointing the fingers and everything like that. We got to start coming up with solutions. And I don't think that it's just one. I don't think that it's just one. I've heard a lot of people talk about the metal detectors. We've talked about that on the show. But I don't think that it is just one solution. I think that there are a lot of things that come into play with this. So we want to know. 570-WPEG. Get on the phone lines right now. Let us know. How can we make our schools safe again for the students and the staff? We're going to get your calls. And then Burpee's going to give his input. And I'm going to give my input. That's coming up next. It's We Family Wednesday here on Charlotte's Plug Power 98. That's right. We are back into it. It is our We Family Wednesday after yesterday finding out that Olympic High School had been placed on lockdown due to another gun being found on campus, and then also at Eastway High School. I'm sorry. Not Eastway, East Mecklenburg High School. There was a stolen gun that was found over there with one of the students there. And a lot of arrests being made, even a taser being found at Eastway Middle School yesterday. We are asking Madhouse Nation, how can we make our schools safe for students and staff again? Power 98, good morning. What you got?
I think one of the main problems is parents are not more involved with their children anymore. But they don't know what's going on. They don't understand that there's bullying going on with the child. And also, a lot of them, they're not in contact with the teachers at school to find out what the children are doing at school. Maybe if your child is the bully, they don't know that. Half these parents haven't seen the teachers except for open house. You know, that's a really big problem. You got to stay in contact with the teachers to find out what is going on and stay in contact with your children as well.
Thank you very much for your comment. Power 98, good morning. What you got to say?
I think we're in a time now to where parents have to get more involved in their children's lives. I'm not saying that the parents involved in this situation are at fault, but, you know, my mother always told me that my behavior is a reflection on the things that she's taught me. And parents will go up to school when the teachers are messing with the kids or the kids get into a fight. They'll fly up to the school. But you won't fly to parent-teacher conferences. You won't get in your kids' face and check their book bags and see what they're doing at school and see what homework is due. Mm-hmm. I think we just have to get involved with our children's lives and see what they're doing, because there's no way a child of mine should have a gun and I don't know about it.
You're right about that. Power 98, good morning. Go ahead with your comment.
Yes, so I think the bases go down to the parents. It's basically parents. They need to stop looking at these schools to raise their kids and start paying attention to their kids' personalities and what's going on with their children, and start checking their book bags and stuff before they leave the house, because 9 times out of 10 they're getting it from them. So it boils down to the parenting.
A lot of people are talking about parents to helping make our schools safe again, which I definitely do believe is one important factor. I do definitely think that that is a solution. What you think, Bert?
I think they're saying the parents need to be more involved, but we know that. There are a lot of parents who are involved in their kids. They're strict. That's what we call strict parents when I was a teenager. You had those micromanaging parents who was always wanted to know what you had to do in school. What was in your book bag? What's in your room? What's under your bed? What's this? What's that? That's fine. But what is it that you're teaching your child? That's the problem that I have. A lot of kids, they go to school. If they go to school with a gun, or they go to school with weed, or they go to school with this, they go to school with that, it's because they actually think that it's cool. They think it's okay. They don't know that they should not go to school with these things. These parents today, they want to be more friendly with their kids. They think it's cool to be your child's friend. You want to show your child off. You want to do this, show that I'm a cool parent. I can do this. You want to take pictures with your kid, put it on Instagram. I don't need all that. I need my child to know that you go to school to get an education. Mm-hmm. You don't let anybody put their hands on you, and you don't disrespect other people. They don't know the difference. To me, that's what I feel like the problem is. They don't know any better. They don't know the difference.
Which still involves the parents.
Right.
The parents still has to get active in the life. You know, one of the things that I've heard a lot of people say with a lot of these cases that we've been experiencing here recently is bullying. Bullying. Bullying, right? Bullying is that buzzword, but I think it goes deeper than bullying. All of these aren't issues of bullying.
Right.
We have a lot of kids in our school system, a lot of kids that are out here in our community, and they're angry. Mm-hmm. They're angry. They got some deep-rooted issues that are going on with them. And as parents, as a community, as mentors, whatever it is that we are to these children, we got to pour into our babies, and we got to get this anger out of them, because they don't know how to express it. They don't know how to express this anger. So I think it's a little bit more than bullying.
Yeah.
I think a lot of our babies are angry and they're just being mean to one of another because they don't know how to express love. And it sounds so cliche, but I just think it's so real. Parents also, you know, I was talking to one of my principal friends after the Butler shooting, and she was saying, parents, do you know about your school safety crisis plan? Do you know that that's available to you? It's free. It's available to you, provided at the beginning of every school year. Do you know about these plans that your schools and your principals and the teachers have set in place to keep your child safe at school? You cannot come and say anything in the aftermath. You got to be proactive instead of being reactive. Yeah. So if you got some more solutions, we would love to hear from you. Leave them on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Whatever it is, we got to get some work done to make sure that our students and our staff are safe in school, because our kids deserve a safe learning environment. That's what they definitely deserve. It's our We Family Wednesday topic. Once again, 704-227-8780. If you did not get your comment in, we're Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.